Allender back here on Sportsline. Let's go right back to the should-have-been manager of the year in the American League, Buck Showalter. And, Buck, the point you were making before about the fans being angry, really, about the vote tonight, I think it does, as you were saying before, speak to where the organization is right now and the stir overall in the community that you have created with your team.
Well, you know, I didn't. The team did. The organization has enough. You know, I'm very happy for Bob. You know, I got to tell you, it's hard to do what they did, and he's very deserving. I just want to continue to make that point. I think it should be said. You know, I think it kind of tells you where we're at and where we're headed with our organization. If we're not, you know, our fans in the city of Baltimore, you know, we're not going to, you know, we're not. I think the day has come and gone where we're going to, you know, take it on the chin, you know, or so to speak. You know, not react to things. Same thing I've told our players about, you know, whether it's an umpire's call or everything, you know, whether we're playing the Yankees and the Red Sox. And, you know, we're the Baltimore Orioles. You know, we don't have to take anything. And, you know, the things that, you know, our fans were part of this year more than anything. They actually helped us win baseball games at home and on the road. Our guys knew the people that were living and dying with them. And they, you know, getting off that bus the last year, in the last game, coming back and having the support, and don't think that doesn't matter. It matters. Our players are not cold to it. They're very responsive to it. And little things like that drive, you know, I remember saying to our bench coaches, we were walking down the runway after we got back to Baltimore to go to the clubhouse for the last time. So don't think our guys, when they're pushing themselves this offseason and getting themselves ready, aren't thinking about, you know, the commitment that our fans have to this club and to this organization. And it's a very precious commodity that we don't take lightly, and you know, this is this too shall pass. And then, you know, I just feel that for our organization, for the scouts, and for the player development people, and all the things that went into it. And you know, the great thing is we get another chance, and it's about the players, it's about the team, it's about our fans, and you know, managers are shifts passing in the night, and we'll continue to do the things and hold ourselves to a high standard, and we've got our eyes focused on doing this again, Brett.
Well, Buck, I do want to ask you about the offseason. I saw you a couple of weeks ago just after knee surgery. How are you feeling, and how's your offseason been?
Well, I don't have to play. You know, whether it goes well or doesn't go well, I just hope our pitchers continue to pitch well so I don't have to make many trips to the mound like I did to this year. Oh, it's going good. It's a slow process. You know, I'm 56 years old. As you get older, one thing you learn is you don't heal as quicker. And it's something that I put off for 7 or 8 months. I know our trainers are real happy about me getting it done, so they don't have to treat me every day. So, no, it's going fine. And I'm going to be doing a lot of things that I couldn't do this past year. I know some of the players better be ready because I'll be able to do some things on the field in spring training I wasn't able to do this past year.
Final question, Buck. Can you dissect for us the final few weeks of SEC football this year?
Yeah, we got Arkansas this week and then Ole Miss. We got to win those two games. I'm hoping I get to deliver the pregame speech because I'll have them ready to eat raw meat. No, but I tell you, A&M, I tell you, you're talking about going to be a powerhouse. There's a team with great facilities, alumni that supports them well. A&M's going to be a force for a long time. That freshman quarterback's as good as any quarterback in the country. And, you know, I'm a little dubious about Oregon and Notre Dame's schedule. You know, how many games do you think they'd win if they played in the SEC for 8 or 9 games? I tell you the team that I do think is for real, Kansas State. Saw them against Texas Christian in Fort Worth, and they are the real deal. And one of my favorite coaches in America is the coach of Kansas State. He is solid. This is a fundamentally strong team. They got a great quarterback, and Kansas State's the real deal.
Yeah, and those are some of the eternal questions when you talk about what school X would do in that conference or whatever have you. That's a tough one about Oregon, but I know you think and value the SEC athletes, especially on defense.
Well, you know, hey, there are everybody. Thank goodness. I know. It's like that. People talk about American League West versus American League East and all the other things, and it gives us all something to talk about. And we've spent most of the day on baseball matters. Dan and I have been on the phone for the last 2 days on a lot of different things that we've got going on, and obviously that's our focus. But you know, there's no such thing as off season in baseball, and I'll tell you this, we're grinding it every day. It may not look like Jose Reyes, but it's something that's things that are going to help us hopefully maintain some of the standards we've tried to begin here.
And we'll have that conversation hopefully really soon. Buck, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We really do appreciate it.
No, Brett, thanks for everything, and thanks for having me tonight. Y'all take care. Stay warm.
All right. We'll talk soon, Buck, about the off-season. Bye-bye.